Sports, I'm David Schuster. Thursday night football saw the Jacksonville Jaguars defeat the New York Jets 19-3. Mike Moriarty has more.
Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence threw for 229 yards and rushed for 51, scoring the lone Jacksonville touchdown on the night. Jags offense propelled by receiver Evan Ingram, who had 7 grabs for 113 yards. Jets fans spent the first 2.5 quarters booing their team, especially Zach Wilson, who completed just 9 passes. Those boos turned to cheers as former practice squad member Chris Streveler relieved Wilson in the third. For the Jets, it was their third straight loss, falling to a record of 7-8.
Other NFL news, Gardner Minshew starts at quarterback for Philadelphia Saturday against Dallas, and Tyler Huntley starts at QB for Baltimore against Atlanta. One college game on Thursday, it was Air Force doubling up Baylor 30-15 in the Armed Forces Bowl. Bob Stevens with more.
Air Force limited Baylor to 236 total yards, just 48 yards rushing. The Falcons scored 21 consecutive points in the second half to put the game away. Air Force quarterback Kazeek Daniels accounted for 2 touchdowns, 1 passing, 1 rushing. Running back Brad Roberts scored 2 short touchdown runs for the Falcons, while Blake Shapen threw a pair of touchdown passes for Baylor.
NBA, New Orleans got 40 points from C.J. McCollum, 126-117 over San Antonio, and Utah, 120-112 over Washington. NHL, Barkley Goodrow with a goal and 2 assists as the New York Rangers made it 8 wins in 9 games, beating the Islanders 5-3.
Over the last 3-4 weeks, our game has transformed into the way we kind of envisioned it to start the year. I think we're playing way more consistent. We're, like you said, finding ways to win.
And Jordan Staal had a goal as Carolina won its 7th in a row, 4-3 over Pittsburgh.
The depth in this team for sure has really shined through. I think a lot of guys have really stepped up and played some great hockey and bigger minutes and bigger roles. So, we kind of just been staying with it and trusting our game.
Baseball news, an arbitrator has reduced the suspension of Trevor Bauer, meaning he can be reinstated. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.